Joining me on the phone now, with a cough it sounds like, is Pete Jenkinson, the producer of Northern Disco Lights. How are you, mate?
Hi, Timmy. I'm fine, thanks. I'm fine. Good evening to you.
Thank you. And you're having your morning coffee there in Manchester, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, yeah. Still, good. Still good and wet. I didn't expect rain today.
Well, it's like here, actually. We've got our own little version happening here in Melbourne of Manchester weather, so you're not alone.
There you go.
Hey, mate, love the documentary Northern Disco Lights. It's a bloody perler.
Shit.
Well done.
Oh, yeah, that's one. Thanks.
Tell us, I mean, look, I think it's probably best you tell the listeners in your words what it's all about.
Okay, well the film, it kind of stems from our record label, Paper Recordings, which we started in Manchester in 1994, I believe. And which seems like decades ago. Well, it is.
Wow. I didn't know you started that label. That's well done. Didn't realise there was a connection there.
Kind of, that's where it stems from. I mean, yeah, do you remember it? We kept
Absolutely.
It on a long time ago.
Yes, I do indeed.
Yeah. Well, and I came as well, actually. We did a couple of parties. I loved the place. We started out with the first album by a band called Those Norwegians, which we pressed an album by. And one of the artists in Those Norwegians was Rune Lindbakk and Torbjørn Brundlund, who went on to form Worksop. But Rune also stars in the film. But from that point, we had lots of releases by Norwegian and other Scandinavian producers, and we kind of got to like a 200-plus release, and we were just like, oh, God, let's do something different. And someone came up with the idea of, let's make a film about it. So it's kind of, you know, that's where the film came. We didn't have a clue how to make a film. This is our first project. We made it up as we went along, really. So it's much like the label. So.
Well, you did an excellent...
Great fun.
Excellent job, because the production values are fantastic. I can't believe it's the first thing you've produced, Pete. That's amazing.
Cheers, yeah. Yeah, well, we used a friend, we had London edited, and we just kind of learned as we went along, really. It's great, a great experience. Mm-hmm. I don't know where the next, you know, where you're going to lead us.
So when you set it out to do the documentary, I mean, were you aware of all of what's in it from your own experiences, or was a lot that you discovered in researching the history of the Norwegian electronic scene?
Well, we thought we knew that, you know, that Norway had a vibrant electronic scene, but we didn't realise how deep it went and how far north. You know, it basically started off in the Arctic Circle, right up in Tromsø.
Tromsø, that's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, which is crackers, really, because it's so isolated. And we were kind of really drawn to the story because, you know, when they were making the music, you know, in the late 80s, early 90s, they had no influence. You know, this is a time before the internet, which a lot of people now just wouldn't understand. And their only influence culturally was by trips to London and
cassettes.
Other places in Europe to buy records
and cassettes.
Take them back. And,
I was saying, and cassettes too.
Yeah, exactly. Cassettes, magazines, and records. You know, like the classic kind of analog forms. And we were kind of fascinated by this. You know, the fact that it was a pure scene, just basically created in their own space without any influence. Because, you know, we're bombarded, aren't we, by radio,
sure.
Twitter, social media, and stuff. You know, so the culture or the creative process is so different now. So that you know, that was great. And also, it's a beautiful country.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever been.
No, I haven't, but the scenery in the documentary you shot is absolutely stunning and works so well with the music. And I was really taken cool. by the story of Orot or Tore and the music he made. That was, blew me away. But also, I mean, in later days, you've got Lindstrom, Prince Thomas. They're all in there.
Yeah, no, it was great. You know, we kind of we got to know all these people, you know, on a personal level, and they're also supportive. When we, you said at the outset of our chat about, you know, how did you find out, what more did you find out? And it was almost like, you know, you'd heard of the crowdfunding kind of, you know, how you raise money for projects, you know, using people around the world. But this has turned into a bit of a crowdsourcing. You know, the more the word got out that we were making this film about Norway, the more people got in touch and said, oh, look, I've got flies in my attic, I have to dig them out and scan them, you know, I've got a bit of film here and there, and it was fantastic. It was almost like, you know, everybody came out the closet and said, oh, I remember the day, I've got this. So, yes, it was really good. And what we've ended up with is a bit of a historical artefact, I think. And we've had the pop museum in Norway has been in touch to, you know, put it in their research and artifacts stores. So it's kind of quite exciting.
Really. It is. Not only is it informative, though, it is a really entertaining documentary. I'd urge people to see it. It's going to be showing here in Melbourne, Peter, as part of the Melbourne Documentary Film Festival in July, I'm happy to say. And it's going to be showing at Howler on the 9th of July, in fact, at 6:45 p.m. If you want the info, it is on the Kiss FM website. Urge you to see the documentary. You will not be disappointed, I can guarantee you. Pete, well done, and blown away. Thank you so much. I knew a little bit about the Norwegian scene, but I feel so much more informed now.
Fantastic. And enjoy the film, everybody. It's brilliant. We loved it. Love making it. Thanks. Bye-bye.
And if northerndiscolights.com is the website too, if you want to see the trailer. Thanks, Pete.
Yeah. Okay, mate. Cheers.
Cheers. Bye-bye.